It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I didn't bring a thing in with me, but I found something in the closet that I wanted to do. You know what it is? Well, this box beside me is a shoe shine kit. And I want to shine these shoes of mine. I'll just show you the inside of this kit, all of the different things that are in there. See, some different polishes and brush and rags and things. What I thought I'd do is just to take this out on the porch and do my shoe shine work out there. It's a nice day. Shoes and a kit, let's take them to the porch. Just sit right here. Maybe I'll use this kind, because these aren't real leather. Clean them off with a brush. Used to love to watch my dad do this. He and I would sometimes do it together. I need a rag in here. There. Maybe that'll just dry fine the way it is. Brush off the dirt. Do you ever help your mom or your dad clean your shoes or polish your shoes? Hey, that looks like Chrissy Thompson over there. It is. Hey, Chrissy, come on over a minute. Chrissy, I was glad to see you here. Come for a little visit, will you?
Okay.
I was just shining my shoes. Can I give you a boost here? Fine. Want to help me finish? Okay. All it needs is a little bit of shine with that rag.
Okay.
How about yours? Think we could work on yours a bit?
Okay. Is there any white? Oh, there's some.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know how to use that kind?
Yeah. We had some at home.
Oh, good.
Let's
just put it on. You have to take the straps off or anything?
Yeah. Just the straps. Doesn't matter about anything else.
You coming out? There's some in there. Let's
should be some.
Let's do it together. Hey, there, it's coming.
Is it?
See it? Yeah. Then spread it around.
Whoops. There's some. It doesn't matter about the laces. shake it a good bit again.
Okay. Chrissy, can you get into those shoes yourself?
Yeah.
You can?
Yep.
Well, I noticed that you work the strap and everything very well.
Yeah. That's right. Shoe cream.
Yeah, let's see what that is.
See, it's all the shoe cream.
Oh, yes. That's a different kind of polish.
What's this for? What's this for?
That's the stuff you put in the shoe cream. And you can put it on different kinds of shoes.
Ew, let me try.
Just a tiny bit. That's it.
There.
You like these darker shoes, do you?
Mm-hmm. These darker shoes are better.
They're better? You like them better than the white ones?
Well, in a way. Why not? What's this for? Dip in here.
How do you feel about your white shoes and your braces?
Well?
How do you think most children feel who have
See,
them?
There's this girl that I heard about once, and she didn't like her braces and crutches because, because they had caused her all these problems. And so,
What kinds of problems, Chrissy?
Like having trouble with her legs and stuff. And so... When she always watched your show, and she was mad at him, so she said that she was gonna, she said that she wouldn't wear them anymore, so she put them back in the attic, so that
she put her braces and crutches in the attic,
and then she said that her mother would have to carry her because she wasn't going to walk anymore. And one time she wasn't watching that day. And one time she was watching and she saw me. And when she saw me, she noticed that I wore them. And then she said to her mother, if that girl on television can walk as good as that, then I can too. She went up to the attic crawling, and she got out her braces and crutches, and then she told her mother that she was gonna walk again, and then she put them on, her braces on, and she started running. And
your television visit helped in that way. Boy, does that make you proud? I guess so. Because she obviously had some angry and sad feelings about her braces.
Mm-hmm. My sister watches it all the time.
Your little sister likes our television visits too, doesn't she? What were you doing over there today?
I was going over to the Browns to see their marionette puppets.
Well, you sure are interested in puppets and things this week, aren't you?
Yeah.
I know about that special thing you're planning tomorrow. How's it coming?
It's coming good.
Good. Well, we're certainly going to be on hand. Suppose I just walk with you right over to the Browns, okay?
Okay.
There you go. We'll go along our street right here. You know, Chrissy, I have something I'd like to tell you.
What?
I was just thinking, you know, grown-up people like to help children. That's one thing that grown-ups enjoy about children. But I'm sure that there are times that you just wish you didn't have those crutches and braces. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I know that that's a hard thing, and I'm proud of you. And I've certainly learned a lot by knowing you. I've learned a lot of things that I never thought of before. Very special to know you. Come along. Here we go. Can I give you a boost here? Doing mighty well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Say hello to the Browns for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Fine girl. And she doesn't mind some important talk either. Well, it's time to work on that problem in the neighborhood of make-believe. Problem of Henrietta's being frightened about the witch. You remember how Bob Dog was all dressed up in that box that said witch and the high hat? And Henrietta just saw it and thought, oh, and went right back in her house and didn't want to come out again. Then when she did peek out, Lady Aberlin was all dressed up that way, and she just thought everybody was being witchy. Well, let's pretend that Queen Sarah talks to Handyman Negri about it. You know, Handyman Negri could be shining a pair of the king's shoes right now as the trolley goes by the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. All ready for that? Okay. Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
Oh, hello, Handyman Negri.
Oh, how do you do, Queen Sarah?
Well, I'm fine, but I'm concerned about Henrietta Pussycat.
Oh, what's wrong with Henrietta?
Well, you see, I called her on the telecan and asked if she would babysit for me this evening, and she said she couldn't.
Oh, well, maybe she has some other plans.
Maybe so. But she said to me that she wasn't ever going to come out of her house again.
She said she was never going to come out of her house?
That's what she said.
Well, maybe I should go over and have a talk with her.
I wish you would. She likes you so much.
Well, there. These royal shoes are finished. And would you give them to King Friday for me, please?
Oh, I'd be glad to. You do such good work.
Oh, I'm proud of my work, Queen Sarah.
Well, you should be. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I'm looking for my shoes.
Oh, I just finished them, sire, and I gave them to Queen Sarah.
Is she going to wear them?
Oh, no, King Friday. She's just going to give them to you.
I see. And where are you about to go now?
Well, I was just going to go over and visit with Henrietta Pussycat. It seems she's afraid of something.
I command her not to be afraid.
Well, I don't think you can command anybody's feelings, King Friday.
I can command anything I want. Carry on.
Yes, sir. I think I'll take my guitar along just in case commands don't work. Henrietta, it's me, your friend, Handyman Negri.
Meow, meow, have any friends?
Oh, but I am your friend, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, buddy, meow, witches.
Oh, well, I'm not a witch. I mean, come on out and see.
Meow.
Oh, hi, Hex.
Hi, Handy.
Oh, something wrong with you, too?
Oh, I'm just worried about my neighbor.
Well, can you tell me what happened that frightened her?
It all happened yesterday. Bob Dog was playing that he was a witch, and when Henrietta saw him, she got scared.
Well, didn't she know that Bob Dog was dressed up?
I don't know. But by the time she came out to see again, Lady Aberlin was wearing the witch's costume.
So she thinks everybody's a witch now.
I don't know. I made a sign for her, but I don't know whether she'll come and get it or not.
Oh, could I see it?
Sure.
Oh.
There it is.
Witches aren't real.
Mm-hmm. Says the same thing on the other side, in case you would see the other side.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Witches aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a real fine sign, X. You think maybe we could get her to come out and look at it?
Well, I would sure like it. She would.
Henrietta! Henrietta! We have something for you.
Meow, 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 witch.
No, it's not a witch. It's a sign that X made for you. There, you see? It says witches aren't real.
Meow, 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 real, meow, me.
But they're not the kind of real that can hurt you, Henrietta. Honest, they aren't.
That's right, Henrietta.
Meow, oh. How's Henrietta?
Well, she's still not coming out.
Oh. Well, I thought that maybe she might be able to use this. Lady Elaine thought that someone could use it on TV.
What is it?
It's a witch puppet.
A witch puppet.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Meow, 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 meow. More witch talk. Meow, 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 meow.
Wait a minute, Henrietta? Henrietta?
Meow?
This is a puppet. And it's for you to play with.
Yummy.
Yes, you can even make it talk if you want to.
Yes.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, you look like a witch, meow.
Henrietta, look, I'm making it talk.
Henrietta, witches are just people dressed up or puppets or something. Why don't you try the puppet, Henrietta?
See, it's just a toy, Hen. Look.
Meow, meow, hurt, meow.
No.
Oh, no, Henrietta. Come here, it's just a little puppet, and I'll help you put it on.
Meow, I'm not sure, meow, meow, meow.
Try, Hen.
Please try.
Meow, really, meow, puppet?
Yeah, see? It's just a puppet.
Meow.
Let me help you try it on.
Meow, a paw, meow?
On your paw.
Yeah, okay.
It won't hurt.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here's you. Put out your paw.
Meow, soft, meow.
Is it on?
Yeah.
There?
Meow, meow, doesn't hurt, meow.
No.
Hen?
Meow.
You can make it talk if you want to.
Meow. Meow, 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 witch. Meow, meow, mean witch, meow.
Handyman Negri.
What?
Were you frightened at that?
Well, Henrietta did that very well.
Meow.
But I wasn't frightened. Because I know that witches aren't real.
Show Lady Aberlin my sign, Handy.
Oh, yeah, look at
Henrietta,
this.
Henrietta, you saw it.
Meow, meow, witches, meow, real, meow.
Witches aren't real.
And it says the same thing on the other side, too.
Witches aren't real. That's certainly true, but you surely can pretend about them when you want to.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, mean witch, meow, meow,
playing with her witch puppet.
Meow.
Hey, why don't we sing a song?
Well, what about?
Well, sure. about witches aren't real. What do you say, Henrietta?
You mean just make one up?
Oh. Meow, meow, your puppet meow fell off. Yeah. Meow, meow.
We could make one up. Henrietta, you want your witch puppet back on?
Meow.
You want
you
a
do?
Witch?
Meow,
you do?
I do.
Here, Lady Evelyn can help you.
Yeah, thank you, meow.
Yeah, X, let's just make one up about witches aren't real.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Witches aren't real.
You start it, X.
Okay. Think, what will we say? Witches aren't real.
Witches, witches aren't real. Even if they seem to be. Witches aren't real. Witches aren't real.
Not even in a tree.
Meow, meow, puppet.
Witches aren't real. Witches aren't real. Even if they seem to be. Witches aren't real. Witches aren't real.
Not even for you and me.
Not for Henrietta.
Yeah. Not even for you and me.
Not ex the Owler.
Not even for you and me.
Not even if they were on a broomstick.
Not even for you and me.
Witches aren't real.
Not even aren't real.
They aren't real.
They really aren't real.
That's the truth.
Meow, 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 meow. Thanks, Handy.
Oh, you're welcome, Henrietta.
Meow, meow. Thanks, Lady Meow Meowlin.
We love you, Henrietta.
Meow. Thanks, X.
Oh, you're welcome. We sure do love you.
Meow, 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 meow. Witch meow. Meow, meow, meow. Over meow play, X.
Okay.
Meow, meow, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, sure, I'd be glad to.
Meow, meow, handyman.
Well, I'd love to, but I have some more shoe shining work to do over at the castle, and I better get back to it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll
okay.
See you later.
Meow, 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 meow.
Take care now.
Witches aren't real.
Witches aren't real.
Witches aren't real, Trolley. You know that.
They worked on that, didn't they? Witches aren't real. Witches aren't real. Even though they seem to be. Witches aren't real. Witches aren't real. Not even in a tree. No, and not here. Not there. Not there or there. You know, when you play that you're a scary thing, then the scary thing doesn't come at you and surprise you. Because you're it. You can make it happen just the way you want it to in your play. You know, I've told you this often, but I think it's very important that play is one of the most important things a growing person can do. Let's feed the fish. And nobody plays for you. You do your own playing. Yeah, play just doesn't happen itself. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can.
can know who did it, 'cause you did it. You did it. You did it. I'm sure there are lots of things that you've done that you're proud of because you did them. Isn't it remarkable the way Chrissy can get around with her braces and her crutches? I was just thinking, you know, even though she gets around on them, she wishes she didn't have to wear them. Do you ever wish you were like somebody else? Bigger or stronger or able to do things you can't do yet? Does it sometimes make you feel mad when you can't do what other people can do? Well, that is hard, and I know it. But I know something else, too. And that is that there's only one person like you in all the world, and I like you just the way you are. And you and I will go to that puppet show tomorrow that Terry and Chrissy are making up. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.